Animal ID picture still unclear. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, there are still many varying scenarios about how this country will implement a national animal identification program. Since USDA first initiated the effort in 2004, there have been several plans of action, both at the state and national levels. Currently, it remains a voluntary program with plans for a mandatory program to begin nationwide by 2009. Farm Bureau leaders from across the state have been meeting the past couple of weeks in their policy development meetings, and the animal ID discussion has been one of the key points.
I think the debate, you know, are we going to have a program, is really kind of passes. I think what we've got to do is figure out what program do we want, what program best serves us as cattle producers or, you know, horse.
Dyer County farmer John Butler believes the program should be mandatory, not only because of safety reasons, but also to help increase exports, specifically Tennessee beef.
I think it's probably one of the most important things as a cow-calf producer we've got facing us in the next 5 to 7 years, because, you know, our trading partners, Japan, Korea, that Asian rim-type market that was where we've made our money the last 3 to 5 years, it's not going to open back up until we have a trace-back program and an ID program.
Obion County poultry producer Brenda Baker, who operates two Tyson breeder houses on her farm, also feels it should be a mandatory program because of food safety concerns.
We need to be able to protect ourselves against that, and that's what this animal ID thing, that's the bottom line. It's not your invasion of privacy. It's food safety. It's your family. It's my family. And we're already doing it. I'm sure the hog producers who are contract growers are doing the same thing.
Now, one thing is for sure, animals will not have to be identified until they are sold off the farm, and the question remains over who will maintain the database. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.